sometime down the line as a society, we're going to be judged on how we take care of our children and our elderly. And I want to be judged by the fact that we did the right thing by them. Nobody wants to be in that nursing home, but sometimes it's just how circumstances are. So let's do the best thing we can and take care of them and do right by them.
That's Steve Mearsman, Rock Island County Board Member and Chairman of the Health and Human Services Committee. He says raising the tax levy would help Hope Creek Care Center pay off its $2 million debt. Currently, the cap on the property tax rate is 10 cents per $1,000 assessed value, and if voters approve the referendum, it'll rise to 25 cents. But Mearsman says the county does not need to levy the full 25 cents.
If we raise 0.25, it would mean an additional $3 million above the current levy. And I guess that's the best way to explain it is we could take the $3 million. We anticipate only taking $700,000.
Even though recently Illinois has been paying its bills on time, Mearsman says Rock Island County is required to pay the state an $8 per bed tax, which adds to Hope Creek's operating costs.
For Hope Creek, that's about $2,000 per day of expenses that we don't believe that we should have to be paying. As a county-owned home and as a taxpayer-supported home, we don't believe that we should be paying a bed tax to the Illinois Department of Public Health. We already pay a licensure fee every year to operate the nursing home.
Drew Melke, another Rock Island County board member, says state fees aren't the only problem. Hope Creek is simply too large and expensive for the county to operate.
I'm afraid that maybe Hope Creek was built too big because it's not sustainable. And, you know, it's in going back and, you know, I wasn't on the county board or involved, but in hindsight is always better. But it seems like we probably, if knowing what we know now, I wonder if the county would have built something that they can't sustain. And it's a beautiful home. It's a wonderful facility. It's worth $25 million, I believe it. So it's not that it's not worth what it was built. It is. But that debt service is really the biggest issue with the county home.
Another issue is that only 21 counties in Illinois own nursing homes. Melke says that means Rock Island County residents are paying taxes for people from other counties to stay at Hope Creek.
If there's only 21 homes in the state, county homes, obviously other counties are people from other counties are going to those homes. It doesn't seem equitable. It seems like if we have a county home, we're paying for another county that doesn't have a government home. So I think the state should be involved more and have a more equitable distribution of the taxes, so isn't one county is paying more than its fair share.
But Mearsman says that's just not true.
I don't know where that rumor has come from. Most of almost all of our residents there come from a hospital. They if they've been hospitalized here, instead of being able to be released to go home, if they need a long-term care facility, we can take them as a Medicare resident for the rehabilitation. Under Medicare rules, since we receive federal money for that, we have to take any and all residents. But the majority, probably almost all of our residents there, are Rock Island County residents.
If the referendum passes, on average, a Rock Island County homeowner will pay an additional $20 a year in property taxes. And Melke says if the referendum fails, the board has options.
We could lease out the home. We could maintain the ownership, maintain a license, but we could have a private firm come in and run the home. Also, there is always the option of selling. So in my mind, I would prefer trying to keep the home under county ownership because we can always sell. And I think that would be step two is if this referendum doesn't pass, I believe it's more fair to the taxpayers. You know, we can't operate this home in that large a deficit year after year after year.
Either way, he says, Hope Creek residents will always have a home. I'm Herb Tricks.